Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. China, Tom Hanks, dodgeball, Oregon Ducks, Seattle Seahawks, king crab, garlic butter, and rice, Bananagram, Ross, dress for less, drums. All these have to do with Pastor Scotty Kobayashi. He's been in the youth pastor at Moana Lua Gardens Missionary Church, MGMC, since the summer of 2013. He's been ministering in the youth ministry since he graduated from Hawaii Baptist Academy and has been part of MGMC since 2004, 11 years ago. He has his bachelor's degree in family resources from the University of Hawaii at Manoa. When you think about a person whose colorful interests include those that I have just mentioned, and you think about how God uses all of that and works through someone's yearnings, desires, passions, inclinations, you can see how God can relate with you and how God reaches out to you and to us in ways that connect with us because He loves us. He loves you, dear friend, because you know how you can know? He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins, for our sins. He shed His precious blood on the cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose from the grave. And the living Christ, the resurrected Lord, calls you to Himself. Would you open your heart to Him? Would you turn from the ways that you know are not God's ways and turn to follow Christ? That's our hope. That's our prayer today. Pastor Scott Kobayashi is involved with young people, yes, but he's also part of a conference ministry. It's becoming a movement. It's called Explicit Youth. You can find out more at explicityouth.com. We'll talk about that today because his heart is for the youth of Hawaii and all around the world, radically transforming people by Jesus Christ. He wants young people to be inspired, equipped, empowered to transform themselves with God's help and their families, their schools, and the world. Scotty Kobayashi, welcome to our show.
Wow. Thanks for having me, Danny.
Why China? What is it about China?
Well, China was the first place I ever traveled to outside the country, and that was in high school. And I was a senior, and a friend asked, hey, you know, we're going to go on a school trip to China. You want to come? And I was like, I don't even know anything about China. I didn't speak Chinese. I'm not even Chinese, but I just felt like I wanted to.
You could pass for Chinese, though.
I could? Oh, really?
You know, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
You have that
the Asian look.
Asian look.
And ever since then, I just asked to go on board, and the Chinese teacher said, yeah, we'd love to have you, and went there, and I was just so captivated by just being in another country where everything's different, the culture, the food, the smells, everything was just so lively, and it almost, like, I thought history was a boring class, but until when I went on that trip, all the things in my textbooks came alive. And I just experienced what I was reading about, what I was studying about, and it just came real to me. So that's why China.
What's your favorite Chinese food?
Ooh, favorite Chinese food. Oh, it'd have to be this thing called hua jiao. It's a steamed, it's a fried bun that you dip in condensed milk. It's like a dessert snack thing, and it's delicious. It is so good. Hmm. Yeah.
Tom Hanks. Mm-hmm. Why is he your favorite actor?
I'd say because he's such a genuine guy. I think in movies like The Green Mile, Castaway, Forrest Gump, he's just a real dude, and he just seems like someone that I would like to meet someday. He seems personable and just such a great actor, and that's why I think Tom Hanks is one of my is my favorite actor, and he just does a great job in the movies he does. So.
With all the sports available to choose from, you've got the big ones, right? The big sports that we know of, the baseballs, the footballs, and basketball. Why did you choose dodgeball, Scotty?
Well, I mean, I love all the sports, and I play them, but with dodgeball, I think it just grew up with it in elementary. We used to have this caged-in court, and we would play dodgeball every single day of recess. And, yeah, I just loved playing. People would get beaned, you know, and it's just a real competitive sport. And even now, I feel like, you know, it's not an official sport, but when we do outreaches to the community, man, when you say there's dodgeball, the kids flock. Mm. It's crazy. And it's just such a competitive, fun sport where you just bean people. And, I mean, people, yeah, it's a really fun sport,
legal,
I guess.
Legal beaning, right?
Legal beaning, yeah. So, yeah, you can't throw it at their heads.
No
head
hunting?
Like that. No head hunting, yeah.
So I would think you've mastered the technique of looking in one direction and throwing in the other direction.
The no-look throw? Oh, man, that's elementary, man, right there.
Yep. Oregon Ducks, what does it mean to you?
I think I've been a Duck fan for like 5 years, but I think all of Hawaii knows this. When Marcus Mariota first played his game, and I remember watching that game, I was like, wow, this guy is awesome, you know? And when he was first starting. And I heard about him before he was recruited to the Ducks, but when I seen him play, I was like, man, this is going to take the Oregon Ducks to another level. And I mean, they played so well. And I think my brother went to Oregon State, and I just like to just trash talk to him because, I mean, Oregon State and Oregon University are rivals. So, I mean, just more so another reason why to cheer for the Ducks.
And Oregon State had a Heisman winner, right?
Yeah.
For many years before until this last, well, Heisman until Marcus won.
Yeah, so I mean, Marcus was like, yeah, he just impressed everyone. And he was a great representative of our island. And that's why the Oregon Ducks.
Why Seattle Seahawks?
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan. Like, I think I watch more college football. But I just know that, you know, they have a lot of godly people on that team. You know, and they are a team that's exciting and explosive. And there was a video released by the team, I think about a year ago. And it was a blessing. It just shared all these different players, even Russell Wilson, talking and giving glory to the Lord.
Give me a prediction. You think they're going to be back in a Super Bowl soon?
I believe they will be back this coming year. Yeah, this next
Super Bowl. You said it with not much hesitation. Yeah. You said it with a very strong inflection in your voice that it as though it will be so. So you are a man of faith.
Yep,
you believe faith, in the Seahawks. And
yeah.
Scotty, it's neat to hear other parts. You know, it shows the colorful way in which God has made each of us with unique interests, unique desires. When you look at young people who you minister to on a daily basis, what is it that you see in them that draws you to them, draws you to ministry?
Yeah, I think just personally, like, I think it's just a pivotal time where you can be shaped. You know, you're still young and you're learning, and just like a sponge, I would like to picture it as. And, you know, you're just looking for direction. You're looking for fathering, mothering. You're looking for influence in some way. And, you know, I think for me in high school, I would, you know, I didn't have as much godly leaders in my life. So I would turn to different other influences in my life. And those things kind of shaped who I am today. Some were good, some were not so good. I had to get, you know, healed from those things. But I think in this season of life, there's so much genuineness, and there's an open door, I think, in every youth's life. And I want to really just focus in on that, get behind what the parents are doing, what God's doing. And I mean, so much passion, so much energy, so much things that are going on in their lives, insecurities, fears, relationships. And it's just a whole mixing bowl of things that are coming at them in every single direction.
Would you say that young people today, teens today, are experiencing or feeling pressure?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean it to just be more like a rhetorical question. okay, pressure, we all feel pressure, young people feel pressure. We can remember the pressures that we felt when we were teens. What kind of pressure? Are they different? Are they changing?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think from time, you know, back when, you know, when I was a kid and even when you were a kid, there were common insecurities that people have. Am I going to fit in? Do I look good? Am I popular? And I think those same insecurities are there and relevant in the youth's lives. But I think with the just the advancement in technology, things like that can be influenced faster into their life. So I think the pressures come at them faster and it's more available. And because, you know, cell phones, TV and all that. So there's different pressures coming at them. I'm just speaking specifically through media and how, you know, youths are comparing themselves to what's on TV, what their friends are thinking, what other friends are doing. And that's where I think they feel pressure to be a certain way quicker.
Not to get off the subject along those lines, to as you're speaking, Scotty, I thought, who would have ever thought there would even be a word called a word or phrase called cyberbullying? And that would have a powerful way of really tearing people up on the inside. Who would have ever thought? Maybe it leads into pressures, and you've got your finger on the pulse of young people today, those who are walking with the Lord and those who are now coming to the Lord and those who are not with the Lord. You're reaching out to each of these. When we come back, Scotty Kobayashi, I want to know how someone who loves to eat king crab, garlic butter, and rice, how that relates to youth ministry, how that relates to even sex. You guys are going to talk a lot about sex at Explicit. It is that Explicit. Scotty Kobayashi will share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Scotty Kobayashi is going to be speaking at Explicit, the Junior High Youth Conference, Real Truth About Real Love. They're talking about some really explicit things. He's going to be talking about identity for young boys. These are boys 11 to 13 years, that window. He's going to be talking about that. He's here to share about the conference and more. There's a lot of other things going on. It spawned actually from one conference last year. Now it's into four events and growing with many more speakers and many churches, many leaders being involved in Explicit Youth. You can find out more at explicityouth.com. I'm glad you're with us today. Thank you for joining us. And Scotty, tell me a little bit more. Tell us a little bit more about your topic, identity for young boys.
Yeah. So myself and John Allison from BCM, we're going to be sharing.
What is BCM?
BCM is Baptist Collegiate Ministries, and they're ministries that are in UH. And John actually is a good friend. We both went to Inner Mongolia together to do mission work.
Really?
Yeah. And so it's just a great opportunity to partner up with him again. And yeah, we're going to be speaking to just specifically the middle school boys at this middle school conference. And it's going to be a workshop where we split guys and girls. And we are going to speak to them about identity, and kind of in our workshop, we're going to kind of just kind of identify those things that these young boys are believing about themselves that aren't necessarily true, and whether they know it or not, they're being influenced by media, what people say, their friends, and some of those lies are like, "Hey, I'm not good enough," or "I'm only good if I have a girlfriend," or "I'm only good if I win," or, you know, these are some of the things that, you know, a lot of middle school boys believe about themselves. And so at this workshop, what we're going to do is we're going to identify those things in their lives. And in the kingdom of God, I believe in trading up so that we hand Jesus, you know, our junk and the things we want to switch out and repent of. And then the Lord replenishes it with the truth, which is, hey, these boys are valuable. They are worth the respect. And they don't need to gain their worth or identity from the things of the world or even what other people have to say about them. But really having them, and it's going to be a really powerful healing time too, where they can just hear from the Lord of who they are as young men. And not that they have to find worth in other people or the world, but really the key is for them to find worth in the Lord and to receive an identity, their identity with the Lord.
Now, you have an exercise that you're going to take them through.
Yeah.
What is that exercise? What happens?
Yeah, I think just for them to, we're going to pray at the end, and we're just going to confess what is the lie that they've been believing about themselves. I know some of our middle school boys, one of them is, "Oh, I need to perform good in order for me to get recognition or love." And we're going to talk about how that's not true. In the kingdom of God, that's not true. And that you don't have to work or receive God's love and respect by working hard. And I think with these middle school boys, we're going to identify those things. And corporately, we're going to repent of those things, trade it up. And we're going to receive what the Lord has to say about us.
Now, maybe going off a little bit.
Yeah.
But how do you explain the value of working hard? Mm-hmm. And it's merit or the merit that comes from working hard, say as a character, characteristic, a character quality, compared to working hard to earn love. How do you describe the distinction of that with young people? Because you want them to, I would think you would want them to not think of it, "Oh, okay, now I can slack off."
Yeah, exactly.
So
how
do you do that?
And because it's speaking truth in love. It's both them like shooting for excellence in all that they do, but knowing that that doesn't define them.
Okay.
That they don't get the love and respect only if they do good.
Yes.
And I'm a full support of that. I don't want kids to, you know, not give it their all or to, yeah, an excuse to slack off. But really, it's to know that, hey, I am loved and respected by the Lord regardless. But you know what? I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to glorify Him. I'm going to worship Him with all my heart. When I do this, I'm going to give it my 100%. And it's that together, not either or. And so, yeah, I think what you point out is perfect. Like what we want these kids to understand. So,
mm-hmm. King crab, garlic butter, and rice. why king crab for you, Scott?
Ooh, why king crab? That's just something that, you know, even as a kid, I got scared. I choked on a crab shell before, and I never ate crab for like 10 years. I think I was in middle school. And I guess one day I just thought, oh, it looks good. I'll give it another shot. And I put it in my mouth with garlic butter. And I was like, whoa, this is delicious. So I think it just tastes great with rice. It has to be with rice, though. That's the key. And with garlic butter. But yeah.
Do a lot of people eat? I know in Hawaii, mm-hmm. people love to eat food with rice.
Yeah.
Is it something that people do in other places too, or is it just Hawaii?
I mean, of course in Japan, but not really too much in China when I went there a couple of times. But yeah, I think it's just a Hawaii thing.
Why Ross Dress for Less? Why is that your favorite restaurant? I mean, your favorite place to shop?
Oh, man. You got the good deals there. Cheap clothes, good clothes too. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember one time...
Name brand clothes.
Yeah, name brand clothes. Like, I remember I went to, like, Macy's or something, and then there was a shirt that was for, like, $50, and then I went to next door to Ross, and that same shirt was for, like, $20. And I was like, there you go, you know? And they restock pretty often, I think a couple times a week, and it's just good stuff, good cheap stuff.
What is Bananagram?
Bananagram is a game that I just learned a couple weeks ago from a friend. It's like Scrabble, but travel Scrabble, so you don't need a board. And you just compete against other people. And
have you heard of that game, Chaz? No?
Yeah.
Okay, Bananagram.
Yeah.
Travel Scrabble?
Yeah, it's like in a pouch that looks like a banana, and you pick from a pool of words, and you just kind of have to make your own Scrabble board and beat other people's Scrabble board, basically. So it's pretty fun.
Are you a word man?
I like word games. Yeah, I don't think I have a large dictionary in my head, but I love competitive word games for sure. Yeah.
You look like a drummer. You told me you were a drummer.
Yeah.
Why drums?
Why drums? Because it's fun and it's crazy and you just get to move around. And I think for me, like when I do it for worship, it's just a great way to express and worship Jesus through every single limb in my body. And for me, I have a hard time sitting down. So I think it's just perfect for me to just move my whole body, my legs and my arms, just to praise the Lord.
When did you start?
I started right at the ending of high school. And no music experience at all. I still can't read music, but our worship pastor said, hey.
I mean, you didn't play in the band?
Nope, nothing. I didn't know anything. And the worship guy, he said, yeah, we need a drummer, so you're going to play drums. And I was like, okay, yeah, let's do it, you know. And I was game to do it. And, I mean, it was a rocky start, just trying to learn and trying to get coordinated. But other than that, I mean, it grew into a passion, and now I just love drumming.
I wish I had the opportunity, someone to just say, Danny, you're going to be a drummer. We need you for the worship team. Come here, sit on the stool, and yeah, this is how you hold the drumsticks. And mm-hmm. I think that's a cool instrument to play.
Yeah.
And then people who do it, I think they look really I always did, and I think it probably adds a little bit more mm-hmm. to your weightiness in terms of popularity among young people. That's my opinion. Hey, our youth minister, he's a drummer. He's a cool guy. Why has Explicit grown in the way it has in 1 year?
Oh, that's a great question. I think it has. It's because it's a felt need in our generation and in Hawaii, and I think in the world too. And I think youth pastors can agree with me that this is one of the main issues in our church that causes people to stumble with their walk with the Lord. It causes other things, with trust issues with people and hurt and identity issues, and we see it connected to this area of sexuality. And I think it's starting to like make itself known that this is a felt need in our kids, and that this is a value that we stand firmly on.
It seems as though there's a discovery, and the way you said it, mm-hmm. of this felt need. It has always been a felt need.
Yeah.
Hasn't it? I mean, isn't it something that mm-hmm. young people think of, learn, many of them actually do?
Mm-hmm.
Where have we been? We, the church, where yeah. have we been with all of this?
That's good. That's a good question. And I could answer that with saying that I didn't really know until I started doing ministry. And I started talking with these kids. And I started just being real with them and spending time just hearing what's going on and kind of diving in with them in life. And that's when I got overwhelmed. Like, whoa. You know, I thought this was just something in just my own life. No, every single youth, this is an issue that is talked about. It's kind of there. And yeah, you're right. You're totally right. It's always been there. But I think for me personally, the alarm has just gone on ever since diving in there saying, hey, I want to, you know, minister to our youth, but this issue always comes up, and it's a big issue.
Mm-hmm. It's probably a good hook.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was a teen, our youth leaders, dear to my heart, they did this one thing. We could ask any question
Whoa.
We wanted
yeah.
in our group. And you would write it down, and then they'd put it in some mm-hmm. basket or whatever. And then they would, but they said they were going to answer every one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that anonymity to it, but you could ask. I remember writing down what something, you know, it just seems so unique to have people caring enough to want to even address this.
Wow, yep.
You're doing it in a big way, yep. in a bigger way even than last year. Scotty, when we come back, I want to hear more.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear more about Explicit, the conference. Maybe you can give us some dates, some other areas of focus that's taking place, and you know, where they are, where and how people can get involved, and how churches, how more young people can get involved, because you are really, I think you're really hitting a nerve. I mean, I might be dated in certain ways in the past, but like I said, I think sex and talking about life and how it's all intertwined with our identity, man, we can really go off mm-hmm. in some wrong, improper, maybe harmful, even destructive directions. But those things can be recalibrated early and anchored in young people that could set the course of their life in a whole new glorious way. More from Pastor Scotty Kobayashi when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, when you look at a man, you see a certain level of connectivity and the way that he carries himself. And that's the way I feel about Scotty Kobayashi. When it comes to young people, he's on it. He thinks about them. He relates with them. He connects with them. He's in studio with us today. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Pastor Scotty Kobayashi in studio. You find out more about this program, you might be tuning in right now. You can go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this podcast in its entirety for free. And you can learn how he got into playing the drums and why he likes Tom Hanks and when asked about, you know, what country he loves the most or thinks about the most, he thinks about China. And you can find out all about that. And of course, as we talk about sex and explicit conference, explicityouth.com. Scotty, the conference, there's more than one event taking place. What other events are there, and what's being covered at each of these events?
Yeah, so last year we had one just for high school, but this year we have four main conferences, one for junior high, young adults, high school, and specifically parents. So there's four this year. And they're going to be, I mean, the three goals of each and every conference is to talk about identity, healing, and empowerment. And we're going to have issues to talk about, you know, and I think we have four separate conferences because they're for specific seasons of life for those attendees. And I know, like, for the junior high, we're going to be focusing on identity and dating and kind of like, just not really talking about it too much, but more so about, you know, healthy stuff of the healthy things of dating. But that's like junior high stuff. And then high school, we talk more about deeper into sex and sexual ties and porn, and then when we go to young adults, you know, we're kind of dealing with a little older crowd, and we'll kind of, it's geared toward, you know, dating in the tent for marriage, mm-hmm. but also, I mean, talking about porn and addictive sexual behaviors and lust and love like that. And then the parent one, it's this conference is specifically geared toward equipping and training and even bringing healing for parents too, so that they can engage with their child and their children to talk about these areas of sex and pornography and lust in the family. So,
you mentioned something for the high schoolers. You talked about sexual ties.
Yeah,
That might be a new word or new string of words together. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's like a
sexual ties.
You know, God intended sex to be in wedlock. You know, between a man and between a husband and a wife, and when that's broken, we make these ties outside of marriage, and they're not intended to, you know, be there. And Pastor Dean, he's going to be speaking at our conferences. He gives a great teaching on the downsides of that. Of, you know, when you have sex outside of marriage, you create a unhealthy emotional bond with someone.
This is Pastor Dean Kaneshiro.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And how it affects you, how it prohibits you from moving on. It keeps you. It allows you to get stuck in a relationship. And I think, you know, I hear it from high schoolers, you know, that have dated and have had sex with their dating partner. It's like they can't move on, or, you know, they may date around and get into another relationship, but they have a tie still made with that person because they had sex out of wedlock. And I think this is going to be a conference to bring healing and awareness of that, and how, you know, like, no matter if the tie was made, we can get healed from that. And then after that, having them be empowered to have a vision, since they're going to be restored, to shoot for purity and to save sex for that person that they're going to marry someday.
So you give hope.
Yes.
Even if someone has gone down that path, has done it, has had sex, there can be a restoration.
Yep, totally.
How do you do it in the conference? What process?
Well, I mean,
exercise.
I think we're gonna have a time of corporate healing where, I think the first step is to confess and repent on that. They've had sex out of wedlock, and I think further that the healing process isn't just like a snap of the finger. You know, I think that's the initial breaking of that wall. But beyond that, we want parents, we want their youth pastors, they want this thing to continue the healing that needs to take place with this.
Mm-hmm. What if a young person says, "I would never admit it." Confess it. I mean, that's a private thing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, between me and someone else, I would never. Mm-hmm. Why would someone confess it? What good would that do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, it just seems scary. I think I know on their part, it'd be like, oh, I'm gonna be judged, or oh, I'm too ashamed, or what's the point? And I think, like, there's so much power in healing and freedom when we are open with the right people, first to God, and I think first to someone, or next to someone that we can trust. And I mean, like, from all the youth that I've seen, that, and even my peers and myself, when I try to do healing on my own, it's a little bit more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the Lord is there, but I mean, that's why we have all the brothers and sisters there to come support us, for us to come under our leaders' coverings and our parents' covering. And I think that's like the main reason why. And you know, I've been in that situation too, where I'm just stuck. If I try to just do some healing on my own, like, yeah, some I could, but other stuff, it needs more work and I need help. And so I think that's where we want to foster or create this environment where, hey, let's talk about it. It's okay to share. It's okay, you know, we're not gonna judge you. We don't wanna judge you. We want you to be, you know, create an environment where the Spirit of God is there, where there's freedom to share these things. And I think that's where much more healing can take place, when youth and young adults and kids can confess this.
Yeah. You know what I think is unique? Mm-hmm. Is that you're going deep. You're camping. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just use that word. You're camping on the subject so that you can go deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Not just brush over it lightly because you have to, because it's something we want to do so that we're not too out of touch, mm-hmm. that we're addressing something, even how shallow it might be, at least we're touching it.
Yeah.
But this sounds like you're going deep and you're creating, by God's mm-hmm. leading, a way to do just that, infrastructure to go deeper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To help young people go yeah. deeper. What about parents? You have something, you mentioned something for parents.
Yeah. Well, with our middle school conference coming up, there's going to be a parallel conference that's at the same location and at the same time, so that, we at Explicit, we really believe, like, and me as a youth pastor believe that parents need to get on board.
Did you do the parallel parents and middle schoolers, which is the youngest age, right?
That yep, you're,
did correct. You do it on purpose?
Yeah, we did. They're not going to be in the same track together, mm-hmm. and we wanted the privacy for the kids. And
but that you did it on the same day or the same conference.
Yeah.
Was mm-hmm. there a reason why parents and the middle schoolers?
Yeah, I think just to, I think one is for convenience because their kids are going to be there. And
they're
also
to bring the kids.
Yeah.
Stay.
Yeah. But to show the value that it's just together. Okay. And we want to show that we want both sides to work together. And, you know, we're not going to throw them already in there like, okay, we're all going to meet together and have one big family session. That's too much.
Confess in front of mom and dad.
Yeah, yeah. But like, I mean, down the line, we would love to see, you know, kids talk to their parents about this kind of stuff. Yeah.
It's good you make the distinction. Mm-hmm. Maybe some parents might not be as open if their kids were there too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. So it's good you make that distinction. Mm-hmm. Scotty, when we come back, you mentioned an event for young adults. You talked about the intent in the relationship, the intent being the intent to get married.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's a clear way of saying something, you know, the reason why we're going to date mm-hmm. is leading to a certain destination, so to speak. That is a point of differentiation that I'd like for you to talk about. It harnesses purpose. We don't always do that. People don't always harness purpose when they're dating. Okay, when we come back, more with Pastor Scotty Kobayashi.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word. Weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, what if, you know, you listen to Scotty Kobayashi and you think, well, that's neat what he's doing. It's interesting what he's doing and what the others are doing, the speakers are doing. You look at the website and you say, wow, I want to be a part of this. And you ask yourself, can I be a part of this? This would certainly be good for my church, you see. Can my church be a part of this? You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. And those questions you ask, they're perfect questions for a perfect time because Scotty Kobayashi can answer that. In fact, you can find out more at explicityouth.com, but he's in studio with me today to answer those questions. What would you say about it, Scott? Somebody wants to connect, join in, can they?
Yeah. One of our goals is just to partner with Hawaii. That's single adults, that's families, that's churches, that's ministries, and we want to be there in transforming Hawaii. And we are there. So if you would like to partner up with us or just get involved or receive some material about the conferences, you can just contact us at www.explicityouth.com or you could even call Pastor Michelle. Her names are all on the flyers. And just share with her how you'd like to get involved in some way. If your church or youth group wants to come. We also have training sessions too that Explicit does for youth leaders and pastors, and how do we further disciple these kids with these issues, to talk about these issues. So, but yeah, this is the heart of Explicit. It's to partner together to transform the youth of Hawaii and families in Hawaii. And we would love for people to jump on board and come, and we can partner together.
There's a lot. There are people that want to do those things. Mm-hmm. They don't have an engine that's revved up, mm-hmm. or that's functioning, that's running to make it happen. And this is a way for you to take your dream to work with the youth of your church and to connect to the engine of Explicit. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes a bigger engine that affects your church, mm-hmm. affects your teens, your young people. I would encourage you, get connected, get involved, send Pastor Michelle an email, visit the website, connect with Scotty. Scotty, you mentioned about young adults dating with the intention to marry. Why is that so necessary or important to talk about?
Yeah, I think just because marriage is important to the Lord. I mean, He created it. And I think I'm not on the core team for the Young Adults Conference, but I know that they really want to share about the importance of that, but also take away any pressures too that says, oh, it has to be, you know, this way and it has to be so rigid. But really that how to date with honor and how to really respect someone when you're dating them. And especially in this age, I'm in that age bracket too, where, we're not just dating to just kind of have fun. We really want to, you know, have a family. I want to settle down someday. And this is worth dating with a purpose. And I think that's one of the things that the Young Adults Conference is going to talk about. So
What else?
From what I heard, I think they are going to be talking about pornography. They're going to be talking about healing. And I think because it's a later stage in life, there may have been more stuff done. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, God can heal anyone. And I think it's just going to be able to heal and prepare and equip and empower young adults so that they can be, in a way, ready and prepared to date other people. And so this is going to be a conference of healing, empowerment. And I know that people are going to come in with a lot of hurt, too.
What if somebody, even who's listening today, they know of a friend, they know someone that they would love to bring to explicit, but they're not a believer in Jesus just yet. Can they come?
They can definitely come. This conference is not just for Christians. One of our youth actually invited her non-Christian friend to the high school conference, and she received the Lord during the explicit conference. And so that's just like, I was like, wow, that is so awesome, you know? And, you know, she just, our youth just felt, the Lord say, hey, invite your friend who would want to hear this conference. And she ended up receiving the Lord. So this conference is for anyone to come.
Yeah, I encourage you to look further into it. If you are hearing about this for the first time, you might even feel a bit uneasy about things, because in certain church cultures, maybe historically in some more traditional settings, these things are not talked about. They are taboo. And you say, Danny, you just speak of it so almost lightly, flippantly. You just talk about it. You and Scotty, you just talk about, you just throw out the word sex, and you might feel uneasy about that. I understand. I guess, you know, with a deal of sensitivity to the best that I think I can muster, I think there's a feeling of concern for preventing a generation from going off a cliff, so to speak, in their own personal lives. That could lead to hurt, that could lead, we all get hurt in life. We're not saying, you know, you'll be totally insulated. Life happens, hurt happens, things go on. But things that could be preventive measure, when it can be preventive. That's the thing. It could save someone's life. Mm-hmm. It could save someone's life who is feeling completely hopeless or desperate, to know that they can still heal and it's not the end. Scotty, you want to chime in a little bit on that and on this direction that I'm going?
Yeah, and I think, you're totally right that this is something that we want to just come in out of love for these kids. And I know, I really want to see like a culture where we can talk about these things, and kind of like a pass down from like people who have made mistakes and youth leaders and even myself, to share all the wisdom we can to these youth. And my youth pastor told me that she did a series on wisdom, and she said there's two teachers. There's wisdom and consequences, and those are the two teachers. And it's which one will you allow to be taught by and choose to give an ear to. And I think, like, that's what I really, you know, like, we really want to bridge any gaps between the youth, and to just share, and to share what we have, you know, and not in a way where it's like, hey, you better do this or you have to do this, but out of love and encouragement. And I think, just to have that openness to talk about relationships, to talk about sex, to talk about, you know, addictive behaviors, and that God can heal. And I know for myself, I really had to work on things in my life, and to share or to communicate out of love and not out of judgment, or not out of, you know, like, I don't want to communicate anything to any of our youth, and just out of love and grace and also truth too, but to come into a place where I can pastor and father these kids.
I'm interested to see. I'd love to be able to see it. It would be a great privilege. Mm-hmm. See, one thing I know about youth is that you don't stay young. Mm-hmm. Every youth passes the youth stage and becomes an adult and eventually becomes a parent, and then you have your own youth. But when the youth of today who attend explicit, when they become parents,
wow,
when they have their own youth, I think we'll have a glimpse, by God's grace, to be able to see. If we're around and we're able to see it, the impact.
Yeah, yeah.
A generational change.
So good.
With formidable people who are anchored in their identity in the Lord. Scott, we've got about a minute left. Would you say a prayer for our parents and our young people?
Yeah.
No problem. Many who will be coming to Explicit.
All right. Okay. Well, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just speak to every single youth and parent and young adult or older adult, Lord, that's listening. Lord, I ask that you just speak to their heart, God. And I just know that you have so much grace for whatever has happened in their life, God. Maybe they feel down about what they did, or even if they're a parent that they have failed as a parent, Lord. I just pray that you just give grace to each and every person, God, that we're all not perfect. And God, I ask that you just bring your healing now over every single person listening. And I ask, God, that you just speak your truth into their life. And God, I ask that, Lord, that we can partner up with these listeners, and that they can come out to the conference, and that we can just speak forth the destiny that you called each and every person to walk in, Lord, that your will is for them to be great parents someday, Lord, to have a great family, and just to live a God-fearing life. And I ask that you bless every single listener out there, and just minister to their hearts, God. I just pray that they will connect, Lord, to their youth pastor or to their senior pastor, to someone that that you are ministering to their heart right now. And I ask, God, that you just continually bless every single person. And I thank you so much, God. I just pray that you send your blessings over each and every person and listener now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Scotty, thank you for praying. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your heart. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for your love for the young people of Hawaii. Your love for young people. I think if you went to China, you'd love the young people.
Yeah.
Mongolia, Inner Mongolia. Hey, young people. Your love. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
My friend, as you've heard Scotty Kobayashi today, that's just it. Love for people, love for you and your family, and love for those whom you care for. You can find out more about him and about Explicit Youth Conference, explicityouth.com. As I typically say, you know what, God's timing is indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. And you know, if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment, I believe, for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Please, Do so. Don't wait. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special gospel presentation set up there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation to our ministry, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Matthew 5:17 says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets," Jesus said. "I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Scotty Kobayashi, explicityouth.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.